worked at St Norton Grinding Wheel Company in those days. I used to cycle to work from Datchford to Lincoln City every day.
So can you remember what year you started at Norton's?
I'm trying to think, 1943, I think it was.
Yes?
Yes.
What was it like at Norton Grinding Wheel?
Well, it was like any other factory. I was in the tool room there. I was a precision toolmaker.
Yes.
And there, I'd served an apprenticeship as a toolmaker, actually.
Yes.
And in London.
Yes.
And I was a job in Wellington City at Norton Grinding Wheel as a toolmaker.
Yes.
And when I left there, I went to Scott and Scrapers, actually.
Right.
I was still a toolmaker there.
Let's stop. Let's just concentrate on Norton's for a minute. How long were you at Norton Grinding Wheel?
Oh, I was there about 15 years.
That's a long time.
Yes.
You enjoyed it?
Yes, it was a good firm. They're an American firm. And,
yeah.
And we learned a lot of the American technology, actually.
Right.
It was heavy engineering. They had big presses and things like that in it. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Can you remember what you were paid when you started? Mm-hmm. Don't worry about that. Don't worry. It's okay. We'll manage. Can you remember what you were paid when you started?
I was paid, yes. Quite low wages in those days. I started there about 1/6. It paid 1/6 an hour.
Right.
Yes, and that went up to 2 shillings and 2/6 an hour.
Yes.
And then after that, it went up, gradually increased to about £1 an hour, and then even more than that.
So how did that compare with what you were being paid in London?
Well, that was much the same, actually.
Yes.
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 That was a sort of going rate in the trade.
Yes.
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 What was this thing?
Don't
worry about it. We'll manage.
Yeah.
It's irritating for you.
Can't stop it.
So, what hours did you do at Norton Grinding?
We used to work from 8 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, or 5:30.
Yes.
In the afternoon.
Did you do the same?
We used to work Saturdays as well.
Did you? All
yes.
Saturday?
Yes.
Goodness.
Saturdays, which is unusual, Saturday work, but
yes.
We used to do the maintenance on the plant on the weekend, on Saturdays
yes.
and Sundays.
So did you do the same job?
Stop this thing.
Did you do the same job for 15 years?
Yes.
At Norton, you
yes,
were doing
the
same thing?
Precision toolmaker there.
Yes. And can you remember how many people were working there?
Well, altogether, I suppose about 200, I suppose, altogether.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Not all in my department, but in the production line.
Yes.
Yes.
And what did you do for lunch? What did you do for lunch? Did you bring sandwiches?
Well, there was a transport cafe on the opposite side of the road, actually.
Yes, yeah.
And did meals, and we used to go there for lunch.
Yes.
But in Norton's, there was a tea for the staff, and they brought a tea wagon round.
Yeah.
In the morning and afternoon.
Yes, keep
but
me going.
The actual lunch, you used to go to the cafe opposite.
Yes, yes. Did you do any social? Did you socialise with people there?
Well, we were used to play cricket.
Yes.
Actually, and football.
And
amongst other, between that and other factories.
Yes.
In the town.
Yes. So Norton's had its own team.
Yes.
Yes. And when did you play the cricket and football? Was it in the evening? Did you play in the evenings?
Pardon?
Did you do the football and cricket in the evenings?
Yes, on Saturdays and Sundays, yeah.
Yes, yes.
And
did you have holidays? Did you have 2 weeks holiday?
Yes, two weeks holiday paid for.
Paid, yes.
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 And, well, I used to go to the seaside, actually.
Yes.
Usually Clacton.
Clacton, yes. Did Norton have any trips for you?
This was so...
Don't worry. It stopped. Did Norton arrange any trips for you?
No.
No.
Well, apart from a trip to another factory up in the Midlands, actually, in Coventry.
Oh, right,
and,
yes.
So I went a trip up there to see how they did things.
Yes,
that
yes.
That was about it, yes.
Yes, yes. And what about Christmas? What did you do for Christmas at Norton's?
Well, we didn't do anything special. They had a Christmas club that we paid into to buy presents and that sort of thing. And,
yes.
But that was all, you know. Didn't have any special affair for Christmas otherwise.
No. I've got some pictures of, let's have a look. So this must have been taken during the war years because of the sandbags, I think.
Yes, sandbags there, yeah.
Does it look familiar?
Well, I remember having the sandbags around the place because a bomb was actually dropped in the road.
Was it?
Yes,
very close.
Yes, the German,
right.
During the night raid.
Yes.
And
did it cause damage?
Yes. It's familiar. This is all. Remember the sandbags that they had there.
When the bomb dropped, did it cause damage?
Well, it was during the afternoon, actually.
Oh, right.
Yes. This thing.
And that's the outside?
Yeah, that's the Norton's there.
Yes?
Yes.
So whereabouts were you working?
I worked in this part.
Right, the one with the chimneys above.
Yeah, this was the actual factory.
Yes.
These were the officers.
Yes.
And where I worked was down here.
Yes.
In there, yeah.
And it...
Yeah, funny, that's...
Yes.
Seeing that like that.
Was there a lot of noise and dust? A lot of noise and dust.
Yeah.
Yes.
Something stinking.
Do you remember pantomimes? This says it's 1950s pantomime.
No, Randy Wynn, that says pantomime. I can't remember the...
No. Maybe it didn't happen every year.
No, I can't remember what these were.
Okay.
No.
So, why did you leave Norton's?